You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.AB.ca. As Al Mitchell, host of The Lowdown, joins us. LT, how you doing?
I'm good. It's beautiful out here. I mean, I know it's late October, but it is a gorgeous fall, late afternoon, early evening. Very nice.
Are you going for a walk to prepare yourself for the game?
I'm all prepared for the game. I thought, you know, some things on the lineup were a little bit weird. Bichette being at second base, but I've come to grips with that. It's fine. They probably think that you know, he'll be able to handle that. They probably like him in his shortstop play. That's fine.
That's way better.
Yeah, they're batting him clean up, which I assume means that they're really comfortable with his at-bats. Often when a player, we saw it with Santander, when a player comes back from a long layoff, their bat is a little slow. So we're going to see. But, I mean, they're not putting a guy in the cleanup spot who they don't believe in. So we'll see. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see Trey Savage. This, to me, is like a monumental moment, because that splitter that he has is unhittable. The Dodgers have never seen it. If he can control his nerves, I mean, he could be a star. Not that he isn't now, but he could be a star by the midnight.
No, it's very true. What about the Jays' ability to hit Snell?
Well, Snell's tough because he won't give in. You know, he'll run the count, and the Jays are very patient. But if I'm the Jays, I make damn good and sure that 3-2 pitch is a strike, because he gets some strikeouts on some balls that are just not near the plate, because he's counting on the hitters to be anxious. So he's a very tough pitcher. But he's, you know, they can get to him. He's 3-0 in the postseason, but he's on a great run. And we all know that, you know, in baseball with pitchers, they can be on a great run and then they can have a blip, and maybe it's the blip tonight for Snell.
Yeah, it would be good. Last night, Al, the last 10 minutes were like a blip for the Oilers, because the first 50 was not good, but hey, I guess when you play well for 10 minutes and you score 3 goals, then hey, you can win. So good for them. It was definitely not a Picasso by any stretch. It was an entertaining game, though. Like, that game had everything. It had some great plays. It had some head smack in plays. It had some temper tantrums. It had everything.
Yeah, it did. And I think that you know, the Montreal Canadiens are going to be they are really good. They're not going to be. They are very good. You know, nobody's going to, the second time they play everybody this year, they're going to be more prepared. This is a real good hockey club. I think they had some discipline issues. I know I was reading some media, even in Montreal, that was kind of blaming the referees. But I think that you know, when you are an NHL player and you're showing up the referee, you know, there's at least some chance that you're going to get called on it, you know, and that happens. I mean, look, it's happened to the Oilers. One of the things that I was reading, Stu Cowan at the Gazette, he's like, you know, they should send, you know, Oilers fans should send money to the referees. Hell, man, if you're a fan of a team, you've seen your team get screwed over time and again, and it happens to every team. So, you know, live with that and understand that you should have won that game. And part of the problem was a lack of discipline from players who were supposed to be leaders. And that's my opinion.
Well, here's the thing. I don't recall the Montreal fans being like, you know what? That Chicago Blackhawks team, they really got screwed over when they had 10 power plays against them, right? Early in the season when Montreal won 3-2, right? And Chicago had 3 power. Like, this, the worst defense anybody, well, one team had more. It was 5-1 in power plays. Power plays aren't meant to be, like, Bob got 2, so you get 3. It's not a participation ribbon. Some nights, guess what? You'll have more than others. And some nights, your team will have more, and other nights, the other team will have more. That's how it's supposed to be. Like, I didn't like the Slavkovsky penalty at all. I didn't think that was a penalty. No debate.
Right.
And guess what?
Yep.
Anderson, that is a penalty. It's a terrible call. What do you mean it's a terrible call? He shot the puck, which is fine, but then he does the stick tap. And I ask people, please show me the last time an NHL player act like a petulant child, skating towards the referee, slamming his stick, and who knows what he said? None of us knows what he said at that point, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't like, hey, buddy, great call. I love it. And if it was, it was totally done sarcastically. Like, once you start the little tappy tap, 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 you're getting teed up. Like, it's an easy call, I thought.
Yeah, I agree. And I also, there's, you know, there's a magic word you can't say. That may have been said. So you're you look at that play and like, I think that if you're media, the story you write or the thing you talk about is this is a young team that needs to mature. And this is an example, you know, they're on the road. You're in a game where you think you've won. I mean, you've just absolutely, you know, derailed the opposition in a very short period. Now you got to play a real strong third period. And I think they were undisciplined. They lacked maturity and they let the Oilers back. And look, Oilers are a hell of a team. Like, this is a team you shouldn't do it against, but they were 2-1 the previous night in Calgary, I think the final score. They are good. They are capable of playing disciplined hockey, but they let this one go. It has nothing to do with the referees. You're right. 7 stick taps. That's like, you know, you're basically saying, send me to the box, I think.
Oh, totally.
LT, we were fantasizing at Oilers Nation HQ today, and we were talking about, can you imagine a cup finals of the Oilers playing the Habs with the guaranteed bullet in the no Canadian Cup winner? Would that be more exciting for you than a Leafs final with the Oilers, or would the Habs be the most exciting?
Well, for me, historically, the Habs would be the most exciting, but it's been so many years since we could dream of that because the Habs, no disrespect, once Carey Price was unable to play at Carey Price levels, they haven't really been a factor. Now they are. So, I mean, when we talk about the you know, in my lifetime, the Yankees of hockey would be the Montreal Canadiens, and the best team, you know, post expansion has been the Edmonton Oilers. 5 Stanley Cups, been there 8 times. I mean, I know Calgary will be yelling, but when you've got 5 Stanley Cups and been there 8 times or 9 times, then maybe you can, you know, have the same brag. So to me, it would be great. Also, it's Eastern Canada versus Western Canada. Toronto is a universal hatred, so everybody gets behind them. Montreal has a massive fan base, as do the Oilers. It would be wild.
Yeah, Montreal, I think they got a ways to go in the building of their team. Man, there's some guys I really like. They got a lot of players I really like on their team, and I think their management, I think, understands what they need. They need a little bit more size, especially on the back end and up front. But, man, they are quick, and they're entertaining to watch.
It was a thrilling game to watch. I thought, like, the season's brand new, but that's got to be one of the top 10 games of the season, if I'm betting.
Yeah, they dummied the Oilers early. The Oilers were not fast. No. Darnell Nurse was not passing very well. Bouchard, was lost in the supermarket. There was a lot that was happening, and the Oilers looked like the team that wasn't prepared. Now, look, I get it. I understand. It's game 8. They've had a long, you know, 2 seasons with a lot of hockey, and maybe they're not 100%. Maybe flu. They just flew back. Lots of reasons. But I will give the Oilers credit. Ordinarily, I'd be ripping them, but I will give them credit because there was a sliver of hope. There was a little light, and they took full advantage of it. And you've got to give credit to a team for doing it because they came from a long way back. They played so bad, and then they played very well.
Yes, very true. Al Howard and Savoy, at least for tomorrow, will each be on a top line with one of the Oilers superstars. Savoy staying with Pod Colson and Drysdale, I mean, while Howard goes with Mangiapane and McDavid. What do you think?
Well, I've been so impressed with Howard. I mean, I know he's not getting a lot of ice time. I didn't like him in the rookie games. I think the worst he played was the rookie games, and he's incrementally getting better. I don't know if he's going to Bakersfield or not, but I will say this, that he does make mistakes, but he also makes really astute plays, and he can pass.
Yeah.
And we saw with his goal, he can shoot. I'm really warming up to the idea of Ike Howard by spring, by like, you know, March, April, being a part of this team and a real one. And Savoy, I just really like his overall game. I know he got the assist on the faceoff win in overtime the other night, and he made a great play. Didn't get an assist. He got a great play on the Podkolzin goal right at the blue line. He saved it, then he got it over to safety on the for the left defenseman. He does a lot of really smart things. I like both of these guys. I have no idea if they're going to stay on the skill lines because, you know, you've got Roslovic. You saw Tomasic just scored a goal. There's a lot going on. It's fluid. Hyman coming back, but I'll say this, that they are making their case in the NHL, and good on both of them because it's a damn tough league to break into.
LT is the imaginary president of the Iceman fan club. We accept your praise. Thank you.
You know, somebody said to me in the summer when they traded for him, they said, oh, I don't like arrogant players. I said, Glenn Anderson was the most arrogant player I've ever seen in my life. And if he wasn't, his line mate, Mark Messier, was. So if you don't like arrogant players, then you don't like the heart and the soul of the Glory Oilers of the 1980s, because they had swagger, baby.
He's very popular with his teammates, it's worth noting. On the Eastern Seaboard trip there, they came to watch him play. Like, arrogant might not be... He's definitely got a lot of personality, our Iceman, but I don't know if he's necessarily arrogant, per se.
He's confident, and you need that.
Oh,
you know, the league will beat you down, man.
Yep.
It'll beat you down, and he is confident, and I love that about him. And whoever didn't take away from him when he was a kid, good on them, because you need that. And he's very confident, and it's helping him right now.
LT, World Series, you're taking the Jays?
No, I got the Dodgers. Sorry, I got the Dodgers. I think the Jays win game one, but I think it's the Dodgers. Yeah.
So Jays win one, Dodgers in what?
Five.
Oh, okay. Yeah. LT, we'll talk with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
All right, boys. Have a great one.